So hello and a really warm welcome to our podcast, Successful Student Transitions, A Time to Thrive, hosted by Louise Wiles and me, Elizabeth Gillis. And as you likely know in the podcast, we aim to be a companion for young people as they step out of school and into the world of work and study and help them thrive in new environments. And we've been having a major focus on this transition to university, mainly for students, and there have also been some episodes for parents too. At the time of this recording, first-year students will be at university, involved in Freshers' Week and all that's new in this change, maybe even starting to get into some work. And we've gathered questions that students new to university have asked and created a short series of podcasts. We're hoping that some of these resonate with you. And of course, please feel free to give us feedback or post some other questions. We'd love to hear from you. So let's, Louise, dive into this first one. It's a question from a first year student. And we're not going to cover everything because it's just going to be a kind of short, you know, 4 or 5 points. But these are our kind of initial thoughts. So the question is, I've met loads of people, but I'm still feeling alone. And Louise and I were thinking when we first read that, that feeling alone when you're starting out at university is really not a pleasant feeling. When we've talked to lots of students about going into university and that transition, that wanting friendships is often a top priority for them. And it sounds like, you know, you're doing lots of things, you're making the effort to meet people, but you haven't got the results you wanted. And I'm going to use that word yet. You haven't got it yet. And in combination with that, really, we want to say, and this is a hard thing to say, but feeling alone is actually a really common experience for university students. It might be linked with missing home, missing friends and family. You know, after all, we're all social beings. And when connections with others are lacking, it's really common to feel lonely. So it could be due to a lot of things. It's hard to get out there and meet people. But it's really good that you say that you've actually been doing that. You're trying to meet people. And it's also good that you started to share how you feel. We want to say that takes courage to do that. And we want to congratulate you on talking about how you're feeling and kind of trying to get some help with it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think sometimes we can think that things like this are going to be quite immediate. And yeah, with friendships, it's such a variable thing, speaking from experience, moving around, having to make new friends numerous times. Sometimes it was a quick thing and sometimes it really wasn't. So, and that was me, the same person, just in different locations. So I'd say that to you as well. You know, it just is a variable thing. So don't take it too personally. I think that's a really important point. And I think it also links to us, sort of our expectations about making friends. I guess the Freshers' Week myth is that that's when you're going to make your friends. That's all about making friends. And you may have expected that you're going to make them quickly during that week. And so you're disappointed that that hasn't happened. And, you know, feeling alone can be linked with other thoughts and feelings that you're not doing as you expected, or doing perhaps as well as others. When you see other people walking around in big groups, laughing and joking, you assume, it's easy to assume that they're all best friends, and they probably aren't actually. They're probably all feeling a bit like you. Oh yeah, I've talked to those people, but don't really know them. And that's an important point, because there's some really good research, which we discussed on another podcast. So we'll put a link to this. It's a podcast about friendship. And a very famous study called the Dunbar study, which looked into how long it takes to make those really good connections and friendships. And you know, it takes a lot of time and effort over a period of time. And actually, they talk about 5 months of meeting several hours each time you get together over a period of time to make good friends. So it's that sitting down, it's that talking, it's the shared experiences, and really getting to know someone that helps them to be really good friends. So it's more than just sitting next to somebody in a lecture. And it is about accepting invites and initiating invites and looking for those opportunities to talk together and spend time together. So it's really important to know that time and effort are important and it will take both. But it sounds like you say you've met loads of people, you're putting in that effort. So that's really good. And so therefore it may be just about the time and being patient and just knowing that this is something that you need to be patient about. And you will make those connections and you will make those friends. Definitely. It will happen.
Yeah. So having that kind of positive attitude in spite of really trying hard all the time and it not really being there yet, it sounds like that's a good thing to do.
I think there was a point about being taking things like this a bit lightly as well. You know, we can get really heavy about it and we can feel, you know, really, you know, that we have to be very intentional about it all the time, but that's exhausting. So just being a bit light and recognizing that those connections will come. They will come because you're doing a lot of things that you have shared interests with other people about. So over time, it will come. Definitely.
And I think that's a good point, isn't it, Louise, about the things that you're doing, you know, about, you know, people will talk about joining societies and things, but we don't want you to go overboard on it and joining everything because then you'll be doing lots of things very thin. So be thinking about the societies and activities that you're doing. Actually, are you finding them enjoyable? Because if you do, you're going to meet other people that are going to enjoy those things too. And it's really important when, you know, you want to make connections about finding something that's fun to be with other people. And either organized by the university, or you can actually do it yourselves. One of the things in a previous podcast about leaning into student life, thriving through the maze of university transitions, we talked about when you went to university to pack, to be social. And we encourage young students to cook and do board games and take cards with them. So you're not just looking for the university to cultivate your social life. It's about you can do it too. So it's maybe even about finding things in the local area, suggesting you do something as a group. You might think, you know, thinking about the universities, the opportunities beyond the universities, about even volunteering or getting a job. So there's a lot of things to kind of like making the effort to do things and just keep trying them.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I think also if the thinking about, oh, we're going to make friends is feeling heavy and challenging for you, then perhaps sort of divert your attention to thinking, well, what am I interested in and what am I curious about? And be led by that. So that takes you to an activity, a society, something that you want to spend time doing. And then through that, you will meet people too, because there'll be other people who have the same interests, the same curiosity for certain subjects or activities, sports, whatever. And then you'll make connections because you have that shared interest.
Yeah. You know, feeling alone maybe makes you kind of feel I'm being cut off from other people. And we'd really like you to encourage you to remember to keep in touch with old friends and family from where you were before. You don't have to isolate yourself from them. And actually, I remember, Louise, in one of our Student Voices podcasts, that one of our students said that her most important contact throughout university were her grandparents. Mm-hmm. And she regularly contacted them and them her, and that saw her a huge way through. She did find it a little bit, those social situations difficult, but she found her social support, but it wasn't necessarily within the university. So we want you to know that, you know, there's all the previous people you had, so don't write them off just because they're not there in that location with you. You can still ask for help and talk to them and be social with them even though they're not in your location. They'll want to know if you're feeling alone, and they'll support you if you're feeling alone too.
Yeah, especially if there are other students, you know, if your friends from school, students who've gone to other universities, they'll know exactly what you're going through, so hopefully they'll have that understanding connection there too.
And we wanted to also say, if you continue to feel alone, it's really important to seek some additional support. You might talk with your GP or be in touch with the university somewhere. There's lots of support and resources around. You'd likely find them online. But please seek out some help and support for this, because it's really, as we started off saying, it's not the most pleasant feeling, and especially as Louise was saying, when you compare yourself with other people and think everybody else is doing all this stuff that you're finding it hard to do. And we hope that these points that we've made have provided some helpful feedback and ways forward if you are feeling alone as a new student.
So thanks, Elizabeth. So hopefully that's been a useful 10 minutes. If you want to think more about friendships and developing friendships, we've got a few other episodes that might be of interest to you. You can go to episode 39, Lean into Student Life, 5 tips for making friends at university. And episode 28, Wellbeing Fundamentals, Relationships That Matter. Now, if you have further questions for us that you'd like us to answer on the podcast, go to successfulstudenttransitions.com. And on that page, you'll see a contact form. If you complete the contact form with your question, then we will take it and give you an answer via the podcast. Thanks so much for listening today. We hope that you're settling well and that you are beginning to enjoy this new experience. Take care. Bye-bye for now. And now for the legal bits. The information contained in this podcast is for information purposes only. The content is not intended to act as a substitute for professional advice. Please do not delay in seeking professional help for any medical or mental health condition. Use of the information in this podcast and associated materials is at the user's own risk.